South Africa had a severe shortage of healthcare givers long before the coronavirus. Now that the pandemic is filling hospitals, they are under unprecedented physical and emotional pressure.
This work in South Africa, even before the COVID crisis, is already immense, already on the front line.
Zama Mbele is a clinical psychologist who counsels doctors and nurses. He explains that South Africa has some of the highest violent crime and road accident rates in the world. Diseases such as tuberculosis are rife. Healthcare workers witness this pain every day. Now, says psychiatrist Antoinette Murich, they also have to deal with a shadowy, potentially fatal illness that's been thrust upon them virtually overnight.
We've got the uncertainty of the virus itself. What we did 2 weeks ago is maybe not what we do now. So there's constant...
Murich says information about COVID-19 is changing all the time, and the fact that it's an unknown quantity is extremely stressful.
We've seen the waves of anxiety, waves of emotions. We started off with a lot of anxiety, a lot of anticipatory anxiety. Then some people, I suspect, would have hit that adrenaline spurt where they just work really hard. Then it becomes irritation and frustration and then overwhelmed.
The National Institute for Occupational Health says about 4,000 healthcare workers in South Africa have been infected with coronavirus, and it's claimed the lives of at least 50. Mbele says doctors and nurses are going to work to stare down the barrel of a gun.
Everybody was looking to healthcare workers in a way that created this myth that healthcare workers are going to be stoic and calm and themselves are not going to panic. So again, you're doing double work. You're working to attend to what people need, though you're also working to push down your own worries and fears, which of course will come back again.
The psychologist points out that while millions of South Africans had a break from work during the country's 100-day hard lockdown, those in healthcare continue to work flat out.
So one of the things that we expect and anticipate at this point is already a level of fatigue. And that fatigue is not just because there's been work until this point. How they've been working has been incredibly stressful.
Mbele himself works at a hospital filled with COVID-19 patients, and he counsels doctors and nurses who could also be infected.
A lot of the essential workers are not just having to do the work that they're doing in hospitals, but they're also having to do the work of looking after themselves, which is a silent kind of work that can also be exhausting. It's not just that their caseload has increased and it's going to increase. It's also, in fact, that they're also themselves working on the COVID anxiety. How do you keep yourself safe? And how do you introduce...
Murich is concerned that many healthcare workers aren't seeking help from professionals such as herself.
That by nature, let's serve. At this stage in the pandemic, I am specifically encouraging people to look after themselves, because if we do not have essential workers, healthcare workers looking after themselves, we cannot look after the public.
Mbele and Murich are certain that South African nurses and doctors, like their colleagues elsewhere, are going to experience the mental impact of the pandemic for the rest of their lives. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.